From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Former soccer star George Weah is set to be sworn in as Liberia's new president. This comes after Liberia's Electoral Commission declared him the winner of Tuesday's vote. Weah ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai and was very popular among young voters. Aaron Don was a Weah supporter.
I voted for him because I wanted to see my young African brother, my native brother, stepping into power, because I noticed that when my young African brother step into power, there will be some change.
Boakai has also conceded the race.
A while ago, I called Ambassador George Manuel Weah of the Coalition for Democratic Change to congratulate him. As an emerging as a winner in the presidential contest.
Weah's victory represents Liberia's first peaceful and democratic transfer of power in more than 70 years. South Korea's foreign ministry says the country has seized a Hong Kong-flagged ship that transferred oil to a North Korean vessel in international waters, this despite United Nations Security Council sanctions. On Friday, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson rejected allegations of any Chinese involvement in smuggling goods into or out of North Korea. A gunman opened fire outside a Coptic church in south of Cairo in the run-up to Orthodox Christmas celebrations next week. At least four people were killed, five more were wounded. At least one of the dead was a policeman. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA.